For more than 30 years, Something Offbeat host Mike Rogers has been bringing weird news to listeners with Other Side of the News. Now, we're bringing his OSN reports to Something Offbeat. First up, we've got the biggest and smallest dogs in the world.
The long and short of it. I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News, and with most animals, just the slightest difference between them is enough to make them completely different species. But that is not the case with dogs. Now, dogs are all the same. Canis lupus familiaris. And we got proof of that this past week up in Idaho, where Sam Johnson Reese lives with her Great Dane, Reggie, who's always been big, even by Great Dane standards.
We would go to this off-leash dog park, and we'd run into other, like, 3 or 4 year old Great Danes, and he's about 8 months old, and he was already taller than them.
To the point that now, at the age of 3?
From his, like, bottom of his feet to his shoulders is 3'3".
Recently, Reggie became friends with Pearl. She's the smallest dog in the world at just 3.5 inches tall. Guinness actually flew her up from Florida to meet Reggie. Up next on Other Side of the News is a dispatch that comes from the UK.
King of the Bars. I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News, and if anyone is qualified to set this record, it's Matt Ellis.
I'm a wine merchant, and I also sell beer as well.
So he knows his adult beverages, which came in handy this past weekend when Matt, who lives in Cambridge, England, visited as many pubs as he could in 24 hours, from the Regal to the Mill, the Eagle, the Flying Pig.
The key is to have a 125 milliliter drink in every bar.
Okay, how much is that again?
It'll probably be about 5 shots in one glass.
Holy Toledo!
But it didn't stop there.
You need to have 2 independent witnesses to make sure I'm drinking, and we need to get the person who served me the drink to sign the Guinness World Records logbook.
And that book had a lot of signatures in it by the time this was over.
In total, I think it was 5 pints of beer, 4 wines, 1 cider.
But, and this is important to note, it wasn't all alcohol.
That's right. I wouldn't be able to speak to you now, I think, if I had 51 alcoholic drinks.
All right, so what else did you drink?
Apple juice, orange juice, a bit of everything, really, on the old soft drink side.
As long as it was liquid, which did present some problems as the hours dragged on, in terms of the number of bathroom breaks required.
When it got to the end, it was like sort of going to a pub, going to the toilet, next drink, and then it was up all night.
And that did slow him down a bit, but Matt kept going. In all, he hit 51 pubs in those 24 hours. Did your friends and family think you were crazy for doing this?
Oh, completely.
Yeah, but he did make some memories.
We came across a pub where lots of old men were dancing the Macarena as we walked in. That was very surreal. And then we went to another pub, and there was this DJ. He must have been in his mid-80s. And he was having a whale of a time with some rave music.
And now that it's all over, well, Matt says he knows someone will probably come along and break his record. But it's his for now.
I could have kept going, but I thought, I've had enough.
We'll actually stay in the UK for our next story. There, magic is happening, not through the flick of a wand like in Harry Potter, but with asparagus. Yep, you heard me correctly. Asparagus.
Spears of Mystery. I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News, and never mind the tea leaves, bring on the asparagus. That's how Britain's most famous psychic reads the future. 65-year-old Jemima Packington, also known as the Asparamancer.
What happens is you cast asparagus spears, and they make a pattern, and I interpret the pattern.
All right, so what kind of asparagus? Steamed, broiled?
No, the spears are natural, just raw.
And only from the asparagus fields in Evesham, in southern England. And why asparagus? Why not some other vegetable?
The thing about asparagus is it's a very robust, hardy, earthy vegetable. There's just something about it. When you hold it in your hands, there's energy from it.
It's almost mystical. That's what they call her, in fact, the mystic veg. She just grabs a handful, tosses it in the air, and the future reveals itself right there on the floor.
There's something there. There's an M there, and it looks very sad.
Does it really?
Yeah, I don't predict good things at all for the letter M.
And laugh if you want, but Jemima does have a pretty impressive record. take Harry and Meghan. You foresaw them stepping back from the royal family?
I did. And in fact, my predictions went out the 1st of January. But then I think it was the 4th or the 5th of January that they announced that they wanted to step back.
She also predicted the death of the Queen. Yeah, but she was 96. That wasn't really going out on a limb.
Well, you have to remember that her mother lived till 101.
Among her non-royal predictions, Jemima foresaw Brexit, the collapse of Bitcoin, and both the rise and fall of Boris Johnson.
I saw that about 4 years before he became prime minister, and everybody laughed.
Which isn't unusual, by the way, because, let's face it, when someone claims to see the future using this particular method, well, that person is going to hear about it. But that's fine.
I don't question it. I just do it. And I'm very grateful I was given the ability and the gift to do that.
Thanks for listening to our first rundown of Mike Rogers' Other Side of the News for Something Offbeat. This episode was produced by Lauren Berry, that's me, as well as Mike Rogers and KRLD 1080. Check back soon to catch up on more Other Side of the News reports right here on Something Offbeat.